Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم brothers sisters listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة keys of life. We are still looking at children from an Islamic perspective, obviously, and what are the requirements that we have to fulfill when it comes to the child. So we were saying that even before we think of making a child, we have to even think of the times where parents, the husband and the wife, have to, if they want to have a child, they must decide even on the time when it is a good time for them to come next to each other and be intimate to bring a child forth. Imam Saliq salamullah alayhi, he said, "La jam' fi awal al-shahr." ولا في وسطه ولا في آخره. That when it comes to the month, and obviously we're talking about the calendar, lunar month, okay? He says, don't come close to your wife on the first of it, middle of it, and the end of it. These are bad times for thinking of having a baby. Then let him submit or let him accept the fact that if he has a miscarriage child, this is the reason. If parents want to prevent their children being miscarried, in the first place, they need to think of the time, okay, to avoid. And then he says, or if he comes to life and he is not miscarried, then he almost would be an insane person. For those who have a touch of insanity, like impaired mentally, is the fact that he says because they were born in the beginning of the month or the middle of the month or the end of the month. When I say born, I mean like their, you know, initial birth, not the actual birth. The Imam saying when it comes to times, take times seriously. There are good times, there are bad times. This is among the bad times. When it comes to good times, for example, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi himself says, يُسْتَحَبُّ لِلْرَجُلْ أَنْ يَأْتِ الرَّجُلْ أَهْلَهُ أَوَّلِ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانٍ. For example, the first night of the month of Ramadan is a highly recommended mustahab night for a person to become close to his spouse. So we have to protect our children from deformities, we have to protect them from impurities, from disabilities, from everything. And that sometimes even starts before the, you know, birth itself. So we have to go that far. And also, when we have children, we have to make sure that they are always clean, they've always been taken care of. Even the Prophet says, when it comes to your children, make sure you bathe them, make sure you wash them, because once they remain on that state of filth, Shaitan, he smells that filth, and then he comes and he tries to hurt kids and he scares them off. And you know, some children always scared and thinking they feel things and they see things and they hear things, and especially with kids who are dirty. So the Prophet says, try to avoid Shaitan annoying and bothering your children by keeping them clean. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life. This book, مفاتيح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است چه فرم دماغ و سواب داره فرم روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتيح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرم درخت کاری اینجا کم سواب داره دعا هم داره سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته برام گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری میواد ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
So we were saying that we need to maintain the health of our children before birth, after birth. And in the same way that we take care of our children physically, make sure that they are clean once they come to this world, they come in and then we bathe them and then we circumcise them, we also have to take care of their spiritual aspects as well. And that's why in Islam we've been asked to recite adhan in the right ear of the child and iqama in the left ear of the child. And obviously this is, you know, not just something that we made up. Rather, this is the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said to Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, and he said, Ya Ali, if you have a child, or either from yours or from your servants, فَأَذِّن فِي أُذُنِهِ الْيُمْنَى, then do recite the adhan in the right ear. وَأَقِمْ فِي الْيُسْرَى, and do recite the iqama in the left. For shaitan will not be able to harm or tempt that child. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا عَلِي. So this is another instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to the Imam. It's like when you come close to your wife before you become intimate with your wife, say, Oh Allah, please avoid me the shaitan and the, you know, everything that has to do with shaitan, as long as you sustain me. فَأَنْ قَضَى أَنْ يَكُونَ بَيْنَكُمَا وَلَدٌ لَمْ يَلَرُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَبَدًا. And if it happened that at this night a child would be born, then shaitan would not be able to harm. I mean, obviously, harm, we're talking about, you know, on the long run, or at least deviate that child. In terms of whispering and stuff like that, I don't think that's something we can control. But at least in terms of not being deviated and being misguided, inshallah, that should not happen. In this regard, also, we have to understand that Islamically, we also need to, when it comes to the food that we feed our children, also, we have restrictions and we have codes in this regard. Even when it comes to breastfeeding, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he needs to be breastfed for 2 years, and then the breastfeeding needs to stop. So this is something that we have to keep in mind. When it comes to the even reward of a child, that he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says the mother, Allah will give her the reward of the one who is constantly fasting, constantly fighting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with her wealth and with herself. And that's when she's during pregnancy, when she's carrying the child, once she puts the child, and he says, no one knows how much reward does she get except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is so much in this regard. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion. Space spent in time, in time.